Creativity helps a federal attorney catch the bad guys. Robert Canino is regional attorney at the Dallas District Office for the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. He's a finalist for a Service to America Medal in the Career Achievement category for his history of creative legal prosecutions. He uses civil rights law to prosecute human trafficking cases. Robert, first of all, congratulations on this honor. It's terrific to talk to you, and I just was fascinated by reading the work that you've done throughout your federal career. What was the way, how did people try to prosecute traffickers before you started taking this civil rights approach?
Well, trafficking laws come within the responsibility of the U.S. Department of Justice, and so they had the primary role in trying to combat human trafficking all along, and it was through their efforts to educate the rest of us in federal government about how we might be able to use the tools that we have to assist them in that effort, and through those meetings and educational opportunities, then people like me were able to try to figure out how to apply what we have available to us to join in that in the efforts against trafficking. Working for the EEOC, I immediately looked to the civil rights statutes that we have that prohibit discrimination in the workplace.
As I read about some of the cases that you have worked on, it is not hard to imagine how you can get excited and motivated to come into work and do the work that you do every day, because some of the cases that you've worked on, it's striking to me that these are things that are going on in the United States of America, Robert.
Well, you're right. I mean, I think that we still have a lot of people who are hearing about it maybe for the first time and are equally shocked, and it's certainly disturbing to believe that these kinds of things, which we had some information about as happening in other countries, actually showed up here in our own backyard. And so when you first see the manifestations of a case like that, it does make you very concerned and very energized to try to bring about some justice to correct the situation, because it is a really tragic story about what can happen to vulnerable populations in our country.
Is thinking through an approach to a case as simple as just relying on your knowledge of the law and the experience that you have, or is there more to it than that, than just looking at a case and saying, well, this law applies in this particular case, and so that's how we'll approach it?
Well, especially in a situation like this, Francis, where we're trying to wrap our minds around this terrible phenomenon that is occurring, and we're looking at it and saying, okay, based on what I know now, based on the experience that I have in applying the laws that are a part of my career, part of my career goals and part of my objectives, what is it that I could do? What is it that we could do at the EEOC to maybe extend our reach to help in fighting something that is traditionally a criminal problem, but that we can bring it about in a civil context and expand the number of people who can get involved in as allies in fighting against it? And so you have to start thinking about where is the overlap? So when you see a case that involves a certain kind of a worker population and the motivations behind the employers who exploit them, then you can start looking to see what are the earmarks, for instance, of trafficking. In this case, for instance, we have situations that may involve assaults, physical assaults, verbal harassment. They may involve sexual assaults. They may involve and typically do involve wage exploitation. And so you start thinking, okay, how do we use anti-discrimination laws as to national origin or race in the situation involving foreign workers, or our prohibitions against sexual harassment And even in one case, as one of our most recent, how do we protect people, workers with disabilities, from being exploited?
Robert, I apologize that our time is so short, but I congratulate you and your team. I'm sure I've never had a Sammy's finalist come on the show and claim that he or she did it alone. You must have a wonderful team that you work with to achieve the success that you've had. And I thank you for being on and congratulate you on this selection.
Thank you. It does take a lot of us working together, but we can make a difference doing it that way.